Mega Global, how can I help you?
I'm attorney Sean, please.
Ian who's calling, please.
Sure, this is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on for 1 second.
You may know who's calling, please.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
And I'm transferring you now.
Great, thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Sean, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to touch base with you. I know you spoke with one of my other coworkers. I was actually out on Monday, so I had to play catch-up. But just looking through the notes, wanted to just check in with you myself, actually, and see, I guess, where everything was at. He mentioned that you had a better offer out there. You guys went that route, or...
Yeah, that's what we're working on with New York. The offer is $100,000, $25,000 return. Yours was $40,000, almost $20,000 return. We would never pay 100%. That's basically paying 100% interest, which is ridiculous.
Well, I don't think it was that much, but I can check for you right now, actually.
Yeah, we wouldn't do that. We can get more money on our credit card and pay it back.
Well, the payback was actually $58,400. It wasn't $80,000. So.
No, it's almost $20,000. $58,000 is $59,000. That's $19,000 payback.
Right.
That's
you said
100% of the loan.
No, but I understand your concern as far as that goes. But just checking in with you.
No, if you guys could match them, $100,000, $25,000 return 6 months, then we would consider you guys. But until then, no, we won't consider your offer.
No, I understand completely. What does help me sometimes is to go up to bat and show them what is, you know, what I have as far as competition goes, but they just like to see something in writing. And
I'm not going to provide anything. Please, please do not... send our information to any other banks, try to stop around, because we got a call from someone, you know, saying that you guys added this online.
Well, we never added anything online, but
that's what I was told.
Well, they were wrong. We don't add anyone's information online, that's for sure. If they found that out, they're probably purchasing something from credit bureaus or something like that, and that's the reason they said that, but that's really out of our hands, you know what I mean? It's if they're
yeah, and I wish you wouldn't have ran our credit, you know, if your numbers aren't even close. We were asking for $300,000. You came back with $40,000. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I shot for the best, and that's what they came back at, so unfortunately, yeah. It's not my... I don't put the numbers back to the client, but
anyways, you can see if the you know you guys can do that. If you can, then we'll consider it. Until then,
no, I just want to make sure that the offer they have for you is legitimate, and that you know, there's a lot of people say something, and then when it comes out, it's actually not that, And if it's an offer that they have, I'd say run with it. That's a great offer. It really is.
Yeah.
But until you actually get the paperwork and sign the documents, they could just be saying something just to basically, you know, some people newer in the industry, they get paid to bring in applications. And whether the loan funds or not, they still get paid. So we don't do that. It doesn't make sense to waste everyone's time. So hopefully it is a great offer for you and a legitimate offer. But if it's not, you know, just let us know, and
yeah,
we'll see if we can get a better offer for you for sure.
Okay. So but, let me know what you can do.
Okay, definitely we'll do.
Okay,
and you're
sure.
Like, we're not going to send you a loan anywhere else. So.
Okay, please. Thank you.
You too. Have a good Friday and a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.